A fight is underway over the future of American Apparel, a clothing company known for its racy ads of young women wearing cotton t-shirts and underwear. The Los Angeles-based company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in October, but yesterday, after stakeholders approved that bankruptcy plan, a different offer was announced that would bring back the controversial former CEO Dove Charney. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now with more on this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what about this offer to bring back Dove Charney? I thought people said he was the problem.
At American Imperiled. Well, it's a situation now where you have got competing deals for control of the company. American Apparel said on Monday that it had gotten approval for the reorganization plan that it submitted when it filed for bankruptcy protection. Okay, so this plan is going to take the company private, buying back all of its shares, and give bondholders, these debt holders, around 100% control. Hearing to confirm that plan scheduled for January 20th. And this is what's known as a debt for equity swaps, right? Now, same day that this happens, you've got this step from a group of shareholders, including former CEO Dev Charney, as you mentioned, who's the largest stockholder in the company, coming together and saying, not so fast. And it raises its initial buyout offer that it made in December by about $100 million to $300 million for this takeover bid.
But Dove Charney was fired over allegations of sexual harassment and misuse of company money. He's been sued by employees for creating an unsafe workspace. Why would anyone want him back?
Well, he was also the one who – first, we should point out that he continues to deny those allegations. But Mr. Charney was the one who built the American Apparel brand and made it as big as it was at its height back when its stock peaked at around $16. Now it's worth just pennies. So there were the glory day memories. What's unclear from Monday's news release is what role he'd play at the company if that takeover bid is accepted. Chad Hagen, he's the managing editor of Hagen Capital, the group Mr. Charney allied with to make this bid. He tells the LA Times that Charney would return as the CEO under the takeover offer. So I think it's one of those situations where if he comes in, the leadership that's there now that ousted him, probably safe to assume that if they were there, it wouldn't be very comfortable at the boardroom table.
Well, and I wonder how customers would react to having him back, whether there would be a difference that would draw more people into American Apparel stores.
Hard to say. I mean, the decline in sales that has contributed to the situation that the company's in right now, it's hard to say whether these allegations against him had anything to do with that. You know, that was all brought about by these sliding sales. They had, you know, they were such a popular company for a good while, popular with sort of this sort of hipster crowd. But then as it became something so ubiquitous with stores opening all over the country, and the company's had to close some stores, quite a few stores in its reorganization process, the company lost some of its luster. Whether he knows what it would take to bring that back and to create lightning in a bottle again, that's unclear, but these investors he's with are betting on it.
Well, I know one way they could save some money, which is to close down their store on the Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu. I always wondered about that every time I saw it. Why do you need a beachfront store that just sells basically discount clothing? But anyway, we'll leave that for another day. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.